Hello everyone, and welcome back to another Tanisha.com podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little different. It's an audio remediation for a blog post that I wrote for one of my communications and media subjects. So if you're not interested in my schoolwork, that's fair enough. You don't have to listen to it. but if you are, sit tight. As we collectively stumble out of our lockdown days and return in a mix of reluctance and excitement to the realm of communications and media studies, we are faced with a challenge. For this subject, BCM 241, Media Ethnographies, we must choose a media niche to immerse ourselves within for research and analysis. Those of you who follow my Instagram or Twitter will know that I've been interested in photography for quite a while now. In fact, if you had followed my blog as little as a year ago, it would have still been called niche photography. I rather recently decided to separate the two passions of mine, photography and writing, into separate entities. I've been quite dedicated to creating writing content for that site for the last few months, but still haven't done much serious work in the photography sphere. Photography lends itself readily to a discussion around social constructionism. The primary function of photography is to represent and communicate some form of reality or truth visually, and the idea of truth as something that is different based on who you ask is the central idea to the social constructionism paradigm. The relevance of photography outside of the niche community is undoubtable. The media that we access on a daily basis is saturated with images in one sense or another. As they say, a picture paints a thousand words. So, of course, images have a very strong impact on the way that we perceive and understand the media that we consume. Photography, more than anything, serves to shape and communicate perspective. Pair this with the paradigm shift present in the way that we are coming to re-examine the value of news media, and it's evident that photography as a representation of reality conveyed to a viewer is undergoing paradigm shift as well. Photography has been adopted for every kind of human viciousness, but is also a boon for human understanding and solidarity. Photography is in a state of flux, and thinking about photography is moving into a new attention space and conceptual vocabulary. But the problem is, in an age where every person has a phone camera strapped to their hip 24/7, what defines a photographer and distinguishes them from someone with a camera? It's not a niche if everyone is interested and involved in it. The answer is this. Good photographers are able to consistently produce work that has some sort of effect on other people, and they're consistently able to make something in a style that's specific to themselves. That's why public persona is important in the careers of photographers. It contributes to their brand and sets them and their style apart. A lot of more well-known photographers utilize persona through YouTube channels. However, a number of platforms are useful for the photography community. Instagram is an obvious one, although it's garnered a lot of critique due to its algorithmic lack of support for photography work. Platforms such as Pinterest, Flickr, 500px, Behance, Twitter, and TikTok are home to niche photography communities. I'd love to use this subject and the corresponding DA to delve deeper into the online media community of photographers and photography. Because regardless of how good you are at handling a camera, a successful photographer draws on public persona, platform usage skills, and user interaction. So far, my grasp on those tools are underdeveloped, and this subject will give me a great incentive to focus on developing them. That's all from me. Possibly talk to you again next week, or whenever I post another one. Bye.